December 14, 1931. One who does the divine will is carried in the arms of its immensity. Man, citadel of God. Difference between one who lives and one who does the divine will. I am always back in the divine volition. It seems to me that my little soul takes its flight within its light, to be consumed and lose my life in it. But no. While I consume myself, I rise again to new love, to new light, to new knowledge, to new strength, to new union with Jesus and with His divine will. Oh! Happy resurrection that brings so much good to my soul. It seems to me that my soul, in the divine will, is always an act of dying, to receive the true life and form, little by little, the resurrection of my will in its own. Then, my highest good, Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, "My daughter, our will is the prime point and the unmovable and unshakable support of the creature. She is carried in the arms of our immensity, in such a way that inside and outside of her nothing vacillates, but everything is solidity and insurmountable strength. Therefore, we want nothing but our divine will to be done, so as to find in the depth of her soul our divine sacrarium, the hearth that always burns and is never extinguished, the light that forms the divine and perennial day. And since our will, when it reigns in the creature, gets rid of all that is human, it happens, then, that from the center of her soul she gives us divine acts, divine honors, divine prayers and love that possess invincible strength and insurmountable love. So much so, that as you, in my will, wanted to embrace all the works of those who were in heaven, and of the creatures who were on earth, so that all might ask that the divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, all the works remained marked by the great honor of asking that my fiat be the life of each creature, and that it may reign and dominate in them. And our divinity received the greatest honor that all works would ask for the life, the kingdom of the divine will. No deed of grace is conceded by us if it is not signed by the golden signature of our will. The doors of heaven do not open but for one who wants to do our will. Our paternal knees do not adapt to take into our arms, to let her rest in our loving bosom, but one who comes as daughter of our will. Here, then, the great diversity that our Supreme Being used in creating the heavens, the sun, the earth and so forth, from the way of creating man. In the created things it placed an enough, in a way that they can neither grow nor decrease, although it placed in them all the sumptuousness, the beauty and magnificence of the works come out of our creative hands. On the other hand, in creating man, since we had to hold our dwelling place in him, and therefore our will dominating and operating, it did not place an enough, no, but it gave him the virtue of doing multiplicity of works, of steps, of words, but one different from the other. Our will in man would remain hampered if it did not give him the virtue of doing works ever new, not subject to doing only one work, of saying the same word, of moving his steps on one path alone. He was created by us as King of creation, because since his Creator, the King of kings, was to dwell in him, it was right that he who formed the dwelling for our divine being would be the little king who was to dominate the very things created by us. And he himself, for love of us, was to have the power to do, not just one work, but many new works, sciences to be able to start new things, also to give honor to he who dwelled inside of him, and who, remaining with him in intimate conversation, would teach him many beautiful things to do and say. Therefore, our love in creating man was insuperable but so much, that it was to overwhelm all centuries, to give love and ask for love, and form in him the kingdom of our divine will. We have no other aim upon creatures, nor other sacrifice, but for them to do our will. And this, in order to give man the right to be king of himself and of created things, and to be able to dwell in him with our decorum and honor, as our citadel and royal palace that belongs to us. After this, while I continued my abandonment in the divine volition, my beloved Jesus added, "My good daughter, you must know that our will has its life, its dominion, its dwelling place, its center, in our divine being, It forms one single thing with us, and our very life. From its center it emits its rays full of its life that fills heaven and earth. Now, for one who lives in our will, her acts are formed in the center of its life that is, in our divine being. On the other hand, one who only does our will, also does good, but does not live in it. Her acts are formed in the rays that it emits from its center. There is a difference between one who could operate in the light that the sun spreads from the center of its sphere, and one who could rise into its center of light. This one would feel the consummation of her being and the rising again of her being in that center of light, in such a way that it would be difficult for her to detach herself from within that sphere of light. On the other hand, the others who operate in the light that fills the earth do not feel the intense power of the light that consumes them, nor that of being able to rise again in the same light. And even though they do good, they remain as they are. Such is the difference between one who lives in and one who does my will. So, for as many acts as she does in it, so many times does she rise again to divine life, and is consumed and dies to what is human. How beautiful are these resurrections in the soul! It is enough to say that they are formed by the wisdom and mastery of the divine artisan, and this says everything, all the beauty and all the goodness that we can do in the creature. Fiat.